Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. So, talking about the Falklands dispute. Now, it's become salient again recently because of that football match where the Argentines defeated England. And some of the Argentine players then displayed that banner saying, Las Malvinas son Argentinas. Also, the Spanish language is Las Malvinas. In English, it's the Falklands. I don't really mind if some people say Las Malvinas, even when speaking English. Often they're doing so because they wish to express their agreement with Buenos Aires's claim to the islands. And I remember reading a book about the Falklands conflict way back in about 1997, and it gave a history of it and the two counterclaims. And I went into it wanting to find against the United Kingdom. I came out the other way. Having said that, it's very rare these territorial disputes. One side's claim is absolutely watertight and the other side's claim is completely meritless. So although I do take the United Kingdom side in this one, I'm trying to be objective, trying to guard against possible unconscious bias. And I recognize that there is some truth to the Argentine claim. And the United Kingdom's claim is not without its flaws or its limitations. And that's usually the case, is trying to be unemotional about it, to approach it without any sort of prejudice like that. So these islands in the South Atlantic Ocean, they're much closer to Argentina than the United Kingdom, but that's neither here nor there. I mean, many countries have sovereign territories just thousands of miles from the metropole. Although there are islands which pertain to Greece, which are far, far closest to the Anatolian mainland than they are to the Greek mainland and so forth. So the claim of England or Wales dates to 1690, but obviously the United Kingdom was formed subsequently, so then it became the claim of the British, not just the Welsh and English. So this archipelago, the two major islands, East Falkland, West Falkland, dozens of smaller islands, Skerries and so forth. So the United Kingdom has controlled the islands fully since 1833. So obviously Spain ruled what's now Argentina. Argentina became independent in the 1810s, and Argentina's successor state of the Spanish Empire. So therefore, Madrid takes the side of Buenos Aires with regard to that. So the British immigrants landed there. So why is it even called them Malvinas in Spanish? Because some French fishermen from Saint-Malo went there. They called them Malouines, and Malouines in Spanish became Malvinas and so forth. So Argentina claims it and so forth. So indeed there was Pope Alexander VI who issued Inter Cetera, the part of this treaty of Tordesillas, drew that line 360 leagues to the west of the Cabo Verde Islands. And so Portugal to have to the west, so to the east of that, Spain to have the east of that, and these islands, I think the Spanish didn't even exist, were to the east. They were uninhabited until that time. So 1690 is when John Strong sailed through the Falkland Sound, okay? And then he named the area in honor of the first Lord of the Admiralty, John Carey, who was Lord Falkland at the time. Falkland being a place in the Fife Peninsula, this Falkland Palace. So the British thought they needed people there to reprovision their ships if they sailed round Cape Horn. Spain didn't lodge a claim until 1713, and it's there in the Treaty of Utrecht, which ended the War of Spanish Succession. Incidentally, it's also the treaty which recognized Gibraltar as being Britannic sovereign territory. But the Treaty of Utrecht says that, for instance, Jews and Mohammedans must never be permitted to reside on the Rock of Gibraltar. And indeed, it deals with the right to trade people as slaves from Africa. Now, we could sever that treaty rather than throw it out completely. So the treaty in 1713 said those territories in the Americas that have been lost to Spain will be returned to Spain. Lost during the War of Spanish Succession. So the Falklands are not mentioned as such in the treaty, but some people say, oh, but it alludes to the Falklands. Well, did Spain even hold them at the time? So, the French actually had a permanent settlement there. The emphasis on the word permanent in 1714. So 1764, but the French left after some time. So the British, they were landing there 1763 and so forth, but they didn't have, they didn't be there permanently. that the British built a Fort Egmont on Saunders Island sometime after that. Okay, so people were there. French and Spanish were allies at the time, and that the French even handed over Port Saint-Louis to the Spanish. Okay, and they were reimbursed. They paid for this, and so on. It went back and forth. So the Spanish took control of Port Saint-Louis in 1763 and all the rest of it. So the British were defeated, driven out of Port Egmont, and that's when Spain fully controlled the islands. But both countries had withdrawn in the 1770s, according to the because they were needed for troops were elsewhere. So Spain granted independence to Argentina. Argentina had issued its declaration of independence in 1816. Okay, so in 1823, that's when the United Kingdom recognized Argentina, but didn't say anything about the Falkland Islands and so forth. So yeah. Then Buenos Aires, the new Argentine government, sent people to survey the Falkland Islands and so forth, but they weren't living there permanently, trying to buy the land from the person who was controlling them and so forth. A lot of it goes to Luis Vernet, whom the Argentine government appointed commander and so on. So sealers were there, as in ships from the United States that were hunting for seals. They were sometimes stopping off to take on drinking water and so on. So it's 1833, that's when Britain really established control. So there were sometimes disputes about this. There's a battle of the Falkland Islands in 1915 during the First World War. So some Argentine ultra-nationalists had tried to seize the islands in 1966 without success. Some Argentines were landing in southern Thule, part of the South Sandwich Islands, which are uninhabited, and so forth. And there was that Falklands conflict in 1982, which I don't want to go into. So that's it. The Falkland nation is larger than Cyprus and Jamaica. Yeah, they should be independently protected by the nations, a truly United Nations organization. I said that in 1982. Wow. Why should they be an independent nation? Well, they've obviously got no history of it, but all right, independence has to start sometime. There was a time when no nation existed. You know, the nations must have a starting point and probably an end point. But, you know, Egypt is probably identified as a nation almost 5,000 years ago. But to my knowledge, nobody in the Falkland Islands wants to be independent, to be forced upon them. Would it be viable? They've only got about 3,000 people. Yeah, I mean, in land, they're not that small, about that half the size of Wales. So there are many smaller sovereign states. Look, you know, 1 square kilometer in the Vatican City. So they're a crown dependency of the United Kingdom. Then that would mean, say, the Argentines said, well, at least they don't belong to Britain again, protected by the United Nations. We know the UN is very feeble at protecting people. So I'm not sure why that would be a better situation. I've heard all sorts of compromises. Well, there's the idea of lease back, that the United Kingdom would formally transfer sovereignty to Argentina in return for Argentina leasing it back straight away and possibly receiving a nominal sum of £1 a year. The Argentines could do that and then just not lease them back. How would you get out of that one? Or Margaret Thatcher saying, we'll give them to you in 99 years. So that by that time, everybody's alive in the Falklands now will have died. Or the ones that say this East Falkland, West Falkland, only East Falkland's inhabited. And so give West Falkland to the Argentines. But the United can say, our men died for this. 255 of our guys were killed. No, we're not giving away to you because they died for nothing or something like that. So tough. You know, if you hadn't invaded, we would have given you something. Because you invaded, nah, you get nothing. Hello there, respected viewers. So what do you think? Pay the Argentines some money. I thought their economy was really bad. They might accept £1 billion or something, which would have gone a long way. But some hardliners heard back say, no, you can pay people who will still advance their claim. The United Kingdom should know this is Mauritius. The UK has paid Mauritius twice over for the Chagos Islands. It doesn't stop them still pressing their claim. All right, anyway. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallan790@gmail.com. Goodbye.